it's Callum Newman from the Fat Tail Investment Podcast. We're back. Season two. Season two is back after a bit of a long break. In season one, I took you around the world and introduced you to a bunch of people I know in the markets, and we chatted about oil and gold and cannabis and all sorts of different sectors. That was really fun. And what I want to do is bring you more investment ideas that are based here in Australia. So most of the time, it's just going to be me sharing analysis and different stock ideas, some risks in the market with you from what I'm seeing. Now, let me emphasize, everything I can tell you, happy to share insights, stock ideas, all those type of things here at the podcast. What I can't give you is personal financial advice. So nothing should be taken as that in these podcasts. If you are interested in some of the ideas we present, by all means, you can either subscribe to Australian Small Cap Investigator, where I lay out my favorite small cap stock every month, but importantly, the risks around that, and you also get ongoing coverage. Oftentimes in the market, you have an idea, you see something, then it fizzles out kind of thing. So here at the podcast, I can't really follow up on things the way that needs to be done for financial advice, but doesn't mean we can't have a chat about things. So what about today? What are we looking at? Well, let me tell you, this is a shocking market. It is really hard going out there at the moment. Why is that? Interest rates have just punished so many sectors of the market at the moment. It's driven out a lot of liquidity, retail traders. Volumes are pretty small. There's not much volatility at the moment, actually. So what's the game plan you can use at the moment? One thing you can do is accumulate. Now, it's not the most exciting way to play things in the stock market because you don't get that positive feedback instantaneously. But if you're patient, it can work out really well if you find good assets to buy while they're down in the dumps. Now, I'll share you an idea, again, not advice, of one that I've bought for myself, managed super fund. You can see what you think of it. It's called Abacus Property Group. Now, why am I talking about this one? Well, go back to what I said to before. Interest rates have gone up so fast and so hard, much more than anybody ever expected way back when they first started raising rates. That has absolutely murdered the real estate investment trust sector. So these guys, you probably know a few of them, Vicinity Group, Centre Group, Goodman Group. Everybody loves Goodman Group. Now, real estate investment trusts take a bit of equity, mostly debt, and buy property assets. So it can be logistics, shopping centers, offices, childcare centers. I mean, over in the US, they have all sorts of crazy ones. Data centers, timberland. And they take whatever rents that they've got and they pay them out to the shareholders. That sector gets a tailwind with falling interest rates because their debt costs go down. Higher interest rates are more problematic for them, especially for the ones that are just passive rent collectors, you would call them. However, there was a study done, I forget who did it, I read it years ago, where they looked at how REITs had done in a high interest rate environment. And the conclusion was those type of companies can make money even when interest rates go up. But why? Why do some do and some don't? Well, it all comes down to management and what they're doing. Basically, the guys who run these companies have to be getting off their ass and doing something, creating wealth. Like any company, it's not enough just to hold on to your property and sort of collect the rent and that type of thing. That's no good. We need people that are active, redeveloping or developing new assets, improving things in some way. So there's a whole suite of REITs on the floor at the moment because the sector has just been butchered. Now, Abacus is a really interesting one because it's split 50-50 between a really popular sector of the market, which is, so 50% of its assets are in a self-storage company called Storage King, or brand, I should say, and the other 50% are majorly invested in what they call commercial, which is basically office, which, of course, everybody is super worried and nervous about. However, the market has had a long time now to get comfortable or uncomfortable in this case with all what's going on there. So let's look at why this might be a good idea, and you can tell me if you think it's a good idea or not. The REIT sector had copped a pacing since 2021. So when you think about office towers and whether people are going to go back or how much they will or if we'll all be working from home, in my view, most, if not all of that has been hammered into the relevant stocks already. The market just doesn't leave things like that left alone for that long. So companies like Abacus have been absolutely hammered because the market has assumed, in this case, the absolute worst. And it's putting the market is putting very, very little value on their commercial buildings. So much so that I think the market has got too bearish on the situation. If you look at the current valuation of the stock, it has a market cap of around $2.3 billion. They say, Abacus say that their entire portfolio is worth over $5 billion. So you can see there's a massive discount there just off those numbers alone. And that's because the market has become so negative on both the outlook for interest rates and the outlook for the office sector that, in my view, it's gone too far the other way. Now, with any stock, I should say I could be completely wrong about that and the market is absolutely correct. However, there's a concept known as the margin of safety in investing. It came from Ben Graham, who was Warren Buffett's mentor slash teacher back in the day when he was first starting out. And the idea is you look for a stock where you will, even if you're wrong, you won't be punished because you have a certain, what he called, a margin of safety. Now, that can be anything. Now, in this case, I believe that Abacus has that with its commercial property because you're basically almost not paying for it. It just seems incredible that could happen. Now, the reason that that's kind of exciting is self-storage is one of the few sectors of the REIT component, so the real estate investment trust, that's still growing rents really strongly. The investment community generally regards Australia as underserviced in this area, and there's a long runway of growth for them because it's basically a very fragmented market where there's a couple of well-known brands like Storage King, National Storage REIT, but a lot of the centres are run by what you would call mum and dad or single asset owners. And the reason the market likes that is it gives big guys like National Storage REIT and Abacus a chance to buy them up. So use their scale basically and access to capital via the share market and the debt markets to scoop up the available smaller operators and just become really dominant in their market. And again, good growth for various reasons, still going strong. So, to my mind, when I looked at this stock, I'm like, well, I can get access to the self-storage trend at the current valuation, and we'll find out what happens with... I don't know what's going to happen with the office sector. I suspect it's not as bad as everybody thinks. And another thing to note about Abacus is its commercial buildings, it's not like they're in Wagga Wagga and the middle of nowhere. They've got assets in the centre of Melbourne and Sydney or very close to the CBD that have value in my view. So they are, in my view, undervalued. But another little kicker with this stock is back in 2020 when the market collapsed, the team there at Abacus bought up a significant shareholding in National Storage REIT. So that's their competitor that's also listed on the market. So they own, I think, roughly $250 million worth of that stock that, again, the market is putting either no or very little value on. So, again, we get back to this idea of a margin of safety with this particular stock. They've got, in my view, undervalued commercial buildings and a stake in National Storage REIT and the Storage King brand that they can continue to grow. Now, I happen to know a guy called Warren Ebert. He's a property fund manager. I assume he doesn't mind me mentioning this, but I went and saw him in Queensland recently And he told me that the team behind Abacus are very competent. And that's a kind of like he knows a lot of the guys in the property industry, and he was very positive about the way they go about things. And I remember alluding to my point earlier that you need competent, active managers to create value. And I can see that they're smart in what they're about to do. So what they're going to do is a divestment. So Abacus's management recognize that the market is valuing their commercial property very lowly, and it restricts their growth because they don't want to raise money when their share price is undervalued. So what's the one thing that they can do? Well, they can split out the self storage into its own stock and keep the other commercial side and the shareholding in National Storage REIT in the existing company. And that's what they're going to do. So by August, the company's going to split in two. Now, at that stage, we will have a very good look at a realistic, or what I believe to be a realistic valuation for the commercial side. National Storage REIT, which is the other ASX self-storage sector, is one of the few REITs that trades at what they call book value on the market at the moment. That's because the market is willing to support the self-storage sector. So when Abacus breaks out their self-storage, Storage King business, that should get a really good valuation on the market when it starts trading. The question will be, and nobody really knows the answer, is, well, what will the remaining assets trade? So that's really interesting to think about in the context of what's going on in the office sector. Now, you may have actually read recently that some of the big banks and bigger companies are starting to pull their staff back into the office. They want them in the office. We also have employment weakening. So the position of people to negotiate or demand basically that they can work from home may also be weakening as well. That's some thoughts on the matter. And it's not clear to me that everybody working from home is really going to work long term. I think you can do it as a business in some cases, but there is something to be said for everybody getting together all the time, building that collaboration and culture. I know a very successful friend of mine who ran a business, since sold it, but yeah, he was very particular that in if he was still running his business, he'd want his staff back around him. So it's not clear. There are also reports recently that some of the investment fund managers are starting to accumulate Dexus, which is a pure play on the office sector. Again, it's so hammered now that it's all you can consider going the other way and gambling that the office is not dead and somewhere down the line things may improve. Certainly too, there's also the construction cost problem of in terms of real estate, the replacement costs of some of this stuff has gone up as well. So it's certainly interesting to see, but in my mind, that's an idea to consider in this type of environment where we don't have a lot of momentum. There's no sort of hot sector that's breaking out, blazing through, is to look at the other way, if you like, that some stocks that are really beaten up but may have upside more than that's priced in. Now, it may be that it doesn't work, that offices are dead, that interest rates keep going up and keep strangling the REIT sector. But it could also be that it's not dead and that at some point, maybe not this year, but maybe next year or 2025, the interest rates actually start to come down again, and that will be a tailwind for the REIT sector. The other thing to remember with REITs is while the interest rates are going up, their inflation also pushes up their rents. This is probably more applicable to what's going on in logistics and even retail a little bit, more so than the office sector at the moment because that's still a mixed leasing market. There are other things to consider beside interest rates for these business. Anyway, that was my idea for you this week. You can follow up on that as you like and see how it goes. Again, it's only for people if you're interested in, at this stage, income really, because you're getting a dividend and in terms of capital growth, it'll be fairly slow growing, I imagine. But it's what I think has a fairly low downside risk at this point. So there you have it. That's your idea for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found it interesting. And please keep listening to the podcast. And again, if you want to, you can follow me on Twitter at CalNewmanFT, as in Fat Tail Investment Research, putting out some ideas there as well. Or, of course, you can check out Australian Small Cap Investigator for more ideas and the full analysis and buy recommendations that I do there. As I say, there are lots of opportunities out there. It's just a matter of you've really got to dig through and dig out and see what's good value and what's not and what can grow in this type of economy. There's always something moving, so don't be despondent. Thing, the good times will come again. At the moment, I think it's an accumulator's market, so a time to be picking things up while they're weak and positioning for better days coming up. So catch you next time.